This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Houses of worship and other nonprofits may soon be able to apply for security funding from the state. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Lawmakers are moving to set aside $500,000 for the grants, which would be eligible to organizations that applied for but didn't get funding from a similar federal program. Groups like the Interfaith Alliance of Colorado support the bill as a way to help houses of worship prepare for the possibility of extremist violence. The bill has passed the House and is now in the Senate. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A man and a child were killed in a crash in Douglas County Saturday. The Denver Post reports the pickup they were riding in rolled over on C-470. Another child was seriously injured and was taken to a hospital. Also Saturday, a man died after being struck by a light rail train in Denver. This happened at West 13th Avenue and North Zuni Street. Denver police are investigating. And a huge dinosaur fossil that's been on display in Boulder for decades is heading back to Washington, D.C. The Triceratops skull was discovered in Wyoming in 1891, and it provided clues about what lived in the American West millions of years ago. The Smithsonian loaned the fossil to the CU Museum of Natural History 40 years ago. The skull is the size of a small car and will be disassembled May the 9th. Sunny skies over Denver today, highs near 70, but rain later and tomorrow. You're listening to CPR News.